Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life right now, or get a quick but thoughtful answer to your question. The phone lines are open now, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the world system, how it works, and Andrew, so glad that you're here today, and you've written a wonderful book on this particular subject, The Art of Spiritual Warfare. Is that book still on sale through Amazon?
Yeah, it's still, well, it's available through Amazon. We had a week-long promotion, and it hit number one in the Amazon Kindle store for Christian living and spiritual warfare. So that was great and exciting, and now lots and lots of people are discovering the book, and it's available in the print version and the Kindle, and it's called The Art of Spiritual War.
Yeah, and it just, it looks at our enemy's playbook, basically, and one of the things that we see as far as his playbook is concerned is to get us to move down the wrong path concerning the way we're supposed to live. And we see this primarily in the Pharisees of Jesus's day. He was always having conversations with them. He was always pointing out their self-righteousness, their pride, their ego, those sort of things. And he really brings that to a pinnacle in his letter to the Romans when he writes this: since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. That's kind of the way of the world. We're not going to submit to the ways of God. We're not going to submit to his righteousness. We're going to go out and create our own. That's what the Pharisees did. And when you look out in the world system, that's what the world is doing. It is developing a way of life consisting of all sorts of rules and regulations. And you either live up to those rules and regulations, you get the world's approval, or you don't live up to it, you get the world's condemnation. Yep. That's the way of the world. But that's not righteousness at all, and we have to come to grips with that and realize that our righteousness is in Jesus, and it comes to us by or through faith alone. There's no other way to be made righteous in the sight of God, and that's what distinguishes us from the world, and that's the message we need to get to the world system, that your righteousness doesn't meet it. Christ has a righteousness, and it's available to you by faith in him.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you on this edition, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Calls beginning to come in, but still plenty of room for you if you call right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to start in Vallejo, California, and talk with Brian, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you. What's on your mind today?
Great. Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank you guys for your radio ministry. It's definitely been an encouragement and blessing to me in my walk with Christ. And my question on today is, can you lose your salvation?
Yeah, well, of course, that's a critical one, Brian. It's central to the Christian faith. And the short answer is no, you can't lose something that you didn't earn. And you can't be unborn any more than you can be physically unborn. That's an impossibility. Once you've been born into this world, you can't be unborn. And in the same way, we can't be unborn spiritually after the Spirit of God gives birth to us. And so, you know, the book of Hebrews tells us that Christ is able to save us completely because he always lives to intercede for us. So, Brian, you know, most of the guys out there who would say you can lose their salvation, well, you know, they come up with a reason for it, and their reason ultimately comes down to the word sin. Well, you know, what if I commit the same sin over and over? Well, what if I commit a really big sin? And then people act like they're taking God by surprise. You know, what if I sin willfully? Well, every sin is willful. Our will is involved when we sin. So we can't take God by surprise. And the reality is the book of Hebrews talks about a once for all forgiveness, not a little by little or not just the small sins, but all sins were forgiven once for all in Jesus Christ. And that's how he's able to save us completely, not partially, not temporarily, but completely. So I've got to put my confidence in what Jesus did and not in what I'm doing. I'm tired of being obsessed with my sins, and I'm going to be obsessed with my Savior. And when I shift that and make that my focus, then I see that, well, he's the one sustaining my salvation.
Amen. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And that's something that I've studied myself. And I believe that you can't, because I believe that God wouldn't do all that he did if he knew that he couldn't keep us saved, you know. And I look at scriptures like, you know, that we were sealed with the Holy Spirit as a guarantee or a down payment, you know,
right,
to the day of redemption. And so, I mean, I just kind of see other people out there that promote that you can lose your salvation thing. And I just wanted to clarify it and you know, get your insight on it.
Yeah, well, he's able to save us completely, and he who began this good work, he carries us on to completion, and he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so time and time again, he is promising us, you know, I'll never blot you out of the book of life. I mean, again and again, he knows that this fear is going to surface, that Christians are going to struggle with this. But time and again, he's taken care of it, and we really need to look at his new covenant promises and bank on them, that Jesus is our priest forever and that he's able to save us completely. So thanks for your call.
Wonderful. Thank you,
guys. Hey, most definitely, Brian. And as we've talked about, that is the number one question on the Basic Gospel broadcast. People want to know if they can lose salvation and if that's possible. Many people are out there saying, well, maybe I've lost mine. Maybe I've crossed that line. Maybe I have done too much, and God has just let his hands go of me, and I'm just on my own now. Well, that's just not a possibility. If you've been saved, as Andrew was saying, you've been saved completely, and it's all guaranteed by the finished work of Jesus Christ. The only thing that will bring death is sin. The wages of sin is death. Well, Christ took every one of them away. He dealt with the sin issue once and for all. We can rest assured that when we've been saved, it's a forever transaction.
It's a done deal.
Yes, indeed. And if there are anyone out there struggling with salvation, we invite you to call, be a part of the broadcast, call our order line at 844-412-2742, 844-412-2742, and request our new believers kit. We have a wonderful CD called Drive the Stake. We have a booklet called Forgiveness, the Door to Life. And those two resources have helped people really come to grips with their assurance of salvation in just marvelous ways. So if you're struggling, we want to put these resources into your hands. It's our gift to you. Pick up the phone now. Call 844-412-2742, 844-412-2742. Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk with Richard, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, relative to the previous caller, I hear a lot of preaching which is, on the one hand, biblically sound and not necessarily saying that we can lose our salvation, but on the other hand, frequently bringing up, well, if you do this and you commit this sin, and it's usually sexual sin, but it could be other, and you're not going to go to heaven, and it kind of contradicts the idea of if you're born again and you're saved, that you can't lose your salvation. It doesn't out and out say it, but it contradicts it. And I hear it quite frequently on Christian radio. And as I say, these are frequently people who I consider to be biblically sound in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Richard, I mean, you're right. We're hearing this left, right, and center in the Christian world, and unfortunately, this sort of teaching boils down to, hey, Christian, you are forgiven of all your sins unless you commit one. You're forgiven of all your sins unless you sin really big. And with that doctrine, whether people realize that's what they're saying or not, with that doctrine, we insult the finished work of Jesus Christ. I mean, God is not up in heaven labeling and categorizing our sins. There aren't big sins, small sins, medium sins, sins that are okay to commit a bunch with no eternal consequence, and then big ones that we really have to watch out for. Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. What we call the big ones, the small ones, the frequent ones, the seldom ones, Jesus Christ looked down the timeline of our sins, and he took them all away. And so this is very important. This is why Paul can write the man in Corinthians. You mentioned, Richard, you mentioned sexual sin being some sort of exception in some people's minds. Well, the writer of Corinthians, Paul, he writes and he says, hey, there's someone among you who is doing this heinous act. It's not even mentioned in the society in which you live. It's not even named among Gentiles. People aren't doing this even in the world of unbelievers. This man was having inappropriate, improper relations with his mother-in-law, it seems. And so this person is disciplined. He's, you know, told to leave the congregation. He has no respect for what Christianity is really all about at its core. But it says that even though he's being disciplined, he will be saved. His spirit will be saved. And it's very important to understand that we don't want to end up with some gospel that says Jesus Christ died for all your sins unless you commit one. Jesus Christ took away all your sins unless you sin really serious. Because that is some really dangerous waters to get into. We want to honor the finished work of Jesus. We want to say that the blood of Jesus is more powerful than any sin imaginable. And that's the truth of the matter, that Jesus died once for all, and he took our sins away forever. And there is no exception. The believer really needs to celebrate that.
Hey, Andrew, just kind of another follow-up question with that, and Richard, hope this is kind of in your line of thinking as well. Andrew, do you think we sometimes in the pulpits and you know, people who are on radio or television confuse some of the natural consequences of sin to salvation issues? For example, somebody that decides to have an adulterous affair,
right,
who's a believer, and that's happened. I mean, there's some headline news for very prominent people right now that's happening to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some natural consequences. He's losing his family. It's right. a divorce is taking place. Well, that's a natural consequence to his choice and to some other choices that were made in that situation. But it doesn't detract or doesn't take away from what Christ has accomplished, does it?
Yeah, that's an important and intelligent and insightful differentiation to make there, guys. I think, Bob, you've hit the nail on the head because, you know, 1 Corinthians 6 says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins are committed outside the body. But if we sin sexually, we're sinning against our own body. And there is there are earthly consequences to our choices. So I'm driving down the road at 92 miles an hour, and I get pulled over by a police officer, and I say, no, officer, you don't understand. I'm a Christian. I'm forgiven. He's going to look at me for 2 seconds and say, well, then you should know better, sir, and he'll still issue me that earthly consequence, that ticket. So in the same way, whether it's sexual sin or any sin, there are earthly consequences, some of them very serious. But it doesn't change the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins and the payment was made in full. So, yeah, let's make the differentiation here. God cares about our behavior. He cares deeply about our conduct. He wants us to bear his fruit. And when we don't, there are earthly consequences for that. But let's not confuse that with the work of the cross. Jesus will never die again because he got it right the first time.
Well, Richard, hope that helps, and thank you so much for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. Let's go to Queens, New York, and talk with Eddie, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I'm basically struggling every day, you know, to try to do the right thing, and my mom is a reborn Christian. She committed to you guys about 3 years ago, and she tries to get me to go to church every Saturday, you know, and I don't know, like, I struggle every day. Like, I try to do the right thing, and every time something happens, I lash out on people. You know, I have a lot of anger in me towards a lot of people that did wrong towards me, and I don't know how to let go of that anger. And I know that's the anger that's keeping me back, you know, and I know I need, the only way I can move forward is to have Christ in my life. And I don't know, like, I need help.
Well, Eddie, do you believe that Christ is in your life, or that he's still out there somewhere?
I do believe in him. I definitely do believe in him, because if it wasn't him, I would have been either dead or in jail. And I know he saves me every single day. Like, every day I see it. I just, you know, like, I don't know why that I just can't commit to him and just do the right thing.
Well, Eddie, let's take a fresh look at that. You know, you're trying to commit to God. You're trying to live your life in a way that would be pleasing to him. And, you know, right now all you have available to do that is your human effort. And that's just not enough. That just isn't going to cut it. You can try to get rid of that anger problem, and you can wake up every day and say, Lord, help me not be angry. And by the time you get to work, or by the time lunch rolls around, you've exploded four times, and you're left wondering what's going on here. I want to do right, but I can't, and I don't understand it. So it's not you living for God that is what's we need to talk about. It's the fact that Christ wants to live through you, that Christ took away all your sins, Eddie. He took away every single one of them. He saw everything that you were ever going to do 2,000 years ago when he hung on that cross, and he gladly took your punishment for you. He stood in your shoes and took the punishment that you justly deserved. And then he died, he was buried, and on the third day he was raised to life. And the reason he was raised to life was so that you could break out of that old stale existence, that old try harder, do more, be more lifestyle, and experience a brand new life in him, a life that's founded on his forgiveness, that is his life lived out through you. That's what the gospel message is. So whenever you're trying to make, you know, you the centerpiece of the story, this is what I need to do for God, you're kind of missing the picture. It's what has Jesus done for you. He's the main character, and he wants to be the main character in your life. And how that happens is simply by trusting him. It is a by grace through faith proposition. He wants to make you alive. Just as he raised Christ from the dead, God wants to make you alive together with Christ. And you simply receive that. And when you do, you're born again. You're made alive. Christ comes to live inside of you. And now you can start trusting him with your life. And you will start seeing things happen inside of you that you never dreamed possible. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to let go of these things in the past, you know?
Well, let's first...
I had a message in my life, and like, I heard somebody else on the radio earlier today saying that if you was a thief, if you was a drug dealer, if you was a person that committed adultery, that there's no place for you in heaven. And it was like, wow, I did all those things. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, I did all those things, so like, I'm going to go to hell?
Mm.
I believe in him. I know he's there. I believe in him. I know I'm a good-hearted person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not an evil person. I know I'm a good-hearted person. I like helping people. I like
so,
the results.
Eddie. Yeah, so Eddie, I think what you're really dealing with here is deciding who is bigger. Who is bigger, your sins or Jesus Christ and what he did? Is Jesus Christ big enough to forgive you totally and completely? And if your answer is yes to that, then when you receive that, it's going to help you with your anger problem. Because when you receive forgiveness, you're more forgiving of others. But it starts with receiving. And I think what Bob is, you know, talking to you about here is opening the door of your life to Jesus Christ, and maybe for the first time in a big way, for the first time, inviting Jesus Christ to be the answer to your problem, inviting him to be the person who comes in to live inside of you and to be that strength and be that source of life for you. And so, Bob, you know, it seems like that's what really the core need is here, huh?
Well, I agree 100%. You know, Eddie, I struggled so much in my life to try to overcome sin, to try to let go of things in my past. And I finally just got so frustrated I gave up. And it was at that point that I realized that the gospel was not about me trying to be God's guy. The gospel was about Jesus coming to live inside of me, making me alive together with Christ. And Eddie, I think Jesus wants to come in and make you alive today. And if you are open, I think just in through prayer, through a heart of faith, say, Lord, I'm willing to accept you into my life, to receive you, to receive your life, to receive your forgiveness, and stand before you today as a brand new creature in Christ. Are you willing to receive him right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, let's just pray together. I'll lead. And if you will just repeat the words, this prayer doesn't save you. It's the fact that you believe in your heart. So before we pray, let me ask a question. Eddie, can you confess with your mouth right now that Jesus is Lord?
Yes, Jesus is the Lord.
Okay. Do you believe in your heart that Christ, that God raised Christ from the dead?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's just confirm that faith through prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying to take away my sins.
Hello, can you repeat that again?
Said, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins.
Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for our sins.
So that I could be a forgiven person.
So I could be a forgiven person.
Thank you for coming back from the dead.
Thank you for coming back from the dead.
So I could have eternal life.
So I could have eternal life.
And I now receive you into my heart.
Now I receive you in my heart.
As my life.
As my life.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And as my Savior.
As my Savior.
And I thank you for coming in.
And I thank you for coming in.
And making me a new creature in Christ.
And thank you for making me a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Eddie,
thank you so much for hearing me out.
Yeah, I'm so glad you called, Eddie. And that struggle with sin is a tough one. And when we're doing it on our own, we're gonna be defeated every single time. The only way we can experience victory is being born again and allowing Christ to come and live inside of us and to live his life through us. Well, I'm telling you, you are in for the most exciting adventure life can bring to you. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus, knowing his love for you, and knowing his presence in you. And here's what I want to do, Eddie. I want to put you on hold. We're going to send you some information, some resources that can help ground you. We want to stay connected, my friend, and walk this journey together. And you're in Christ. I'm in Christ. Andrew's in Christ. Bob's in Christ. Richard's in Christ. Yep. That makes us all brothers in Christ. Welcome to the family, my friend.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Hang on, okay?
Well, what a wonderful way to end a broadcast and to end a life of death and enter into life. Just amazing what God can do if you're willing and your heart is open. Well, thanks for being with us, everybody. It's been a wonderful opportunity to once again proclaim him, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to be back tomorrow and do it again. In the meantime, thanks for joining us today for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team. Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for that live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.